peace with God.
In just a few days, NASA is set to launch a satellite that's designed to measure moisture levels on Earth with unprecedented accuracy and resolution. Can you imagine what that satellite would have seen when Noah's Ark set sail?
And within 40 days, 40 nights, every piece of ground on this earth was covered and underwater. But yet Noah and his family and those that were in the ark were safe. God took them in the ark, and God saved them through the waters, through the floods, in that ark.
Stay tuned as Franklin Graham explains what the story of Noah's Ark means to you. This is Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer. Also on today's program, some biblical advice from Franklin's son, Will.
In this new year, before taking an opportunity that is laid out before you, make sure it's what God wants you to do. Not every open door is meant to go through.
You'll hear the rest of Will Graham's teaching right after his dad's message.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
The story of Noah and the Ark. What does it have to do with you? Well, let's find out as we begin listening to a message Franklin Graham shared at his 2006 festival in Baltimore, Maryland.
Good evening. It is great to be back in Baltimore. We're here tonight to celebrate what God has done for us by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth for sinners like you and me. Jesus Christ came to this earth to take our sins. He went to the cross. He died on Calvary's cross for each and every one of us. And if we would repent tonight and turn from our sins and by faith receive Jesus Christ into our hearts, into our lives, I'm here to tell you tonight that God will forgive. God will cleanse you tonight. Tonight you can leave this ballpark forgiven, cleansed with a new life, a new beginning. And tonight, if you're here tonight and you would like to be forgiven, if you're here tonight and you'd like a new life, a new beginning, a new start, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ will make a difference in your life starting tonight. But you have to invite Christ to come into your heart, into your life. If you're willing to invite Him to come in to take control, tonight God will forgive you. Tonight you can have that new life, a new beginning. And I'm going to invite you. Now tonight, I want to say a few words to you. And I want you to listen to me, because what I have to say is not my words. It's God's message for you tonight. You see, there's a judgment that is going to come. God's going to judge sin. But today, God's willing to forgive. He's willing to cleanse us of our sins. But there is a judgment that's coming. And I want to prepare you to stand before an almighty God. I want you to be able to stand before Him, having your sins forgiven, cleansed, so that He would welcome you into heaven, welcome you into His presence. But the only way that we can come to God is if we have that right standing, if we are righteous before Him. But I want to look at a passage of Scripture in Genesis when God came to this earth and He looked and did not like what He saw. And it's in chapter 6, starting in verse 5. It says, "Now the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I'll wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the Bible goes on to tell us that it was corrupt, and God decided to bring judgment. He was going to bring a flood to destroy the earth and to kill all mankind. women, children, but not just that, but the animals of the ground, the birds of the air. Every living thing God was going to destroy because it had become completely and absolutely and totally corrupt. Man's heart was wicked. Man's heart was evil. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and we've all come short of God's glory. And now he told Noah that he was to build an ark, to build a ship. It took him 120 years to build this ship. Now, this was not a rowboat. This thing's a ship, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet tall. It had one door and it had three decks. And God told Noah to put enough food in there for a year and to take every animal of the world in pairs, two of every kind, and to bring them into the ark to be safe because a flood was coming. And as Noah built that ark, he preached for 120 years and people laughed at him. Oh, Noah, it's going to rain? Oh, sure. You're building this boat. You're miles from the ocean. There's not even a lake in the whole this thing. You're nuts. This must have been an amusement park built around there. They probably sold hot dogs and they had hamburgers and they had popcorn. And this was quite a sight to see this huge, big boat being built. But this boat, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet tall, about 1.4 million cubic feet. Enough room for about 522 boxcars. It could hold about 122,000 sheep. That's a lot of sheep. There's 18,000 species of animals in the world today, and if you double that, that's 36,000. Now, you could hold 122,000 sheep, 36,000. And let's say there's extinction and some of the animals have died off over the years or have been killed, and all right, we'll just double that, 36, say it's 72. You still had enough room to take every animal of the world in pairs and enough food for Noah and the animals for a year. And there's one door. And God called to Noah to come. And you see, God's calling today. He's calling to come. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. My question to you tonight, are you guilty of sin? Do you want rest from your sin? Would you like to accept God's invitation and receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life? Would you like to leave this arena tonight, this great ballpark, knowing that your sins are forgiven, knowing that you're cleansed, and having a new life and a new beginning, and be able to turn that clock back and start all over? You can do that tonight. But you've got to come to God His way. That's right. And that's through His Son, Jesus Christ.
The only way Noah and his family could avoid God's judgment of the earth was taking refuge on the ark. And the only way you can avoid God's judgment on your life is by taking refuge in Jesus Christ. Learn more at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. You'll hear the rest of Franklin Graham's message in just a moment.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
The new movie, Unbroken, tells part of the story of Louis Zamperini's amazing life as an Olympic athlete and a World War II hero. Now you can watch the rest of his story, how God changed his life after he attended a Billy Graham crusade. Watch Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace, the latest TV special from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Check your local listings or billygraham.tv for station and airtimes. That's billygraham.tv. Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace.
Thanks for being with us for this edition of Peace with God. Next weekend is Super Bowl weekend. And you know, playing in a Super Bowl is one of the greatest professional challenges any pro football player will ever face. For many people, the greatest challenge of their professional life is coping with the loss of a job. Nancy has had to face this challenge several times because of mergers and reorganizations.
The last time was very devastating because we had just bought a house. And I had my mother-in-law living with us who got diagnosed with cancer.
Because Nancy wasn't working, she was able to care for her mother-in-law, a former missionary, as she succumbed to the cancer. Still without a job, Nancy was then able to care for her own mother as she suffered with dementia.
And then I stayed with my dad the last 2 years of his life.
Nancy's grateful she had the opportunity to care for her parents and her mother-in-law. She says while being out of work has been a financial challenge, it's been a spiritual blessing.
It greatly deepened my faith. I grew so much closer to the Lord. I was so much more dependent on Him.
Now you might say that God is Nancy's employer.
I still don't have a job, except the jobs God's giving me to do of taking care of others and serving Him.
Nancy has watched God work His will in the challenges of her life. You can learn more about doing that yourself at our website. Go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org.
The Billy Graham Audio Archives at billygraham.org.
Right now, while I'm preaching this sermon, God is preparing your heart.
More than 1,600 messages from Billy Graham, spanning more than 60 years of crusades, radio programs, and special events.
September 11 will go down in our history as a day to remember.
All in one place, the Billy Graham Audio Archives at billygraham.org.
God first, your neighbor next, yourself third.
We're going to see what the Bible has to say about the problems that we face in our world.
More than 1,600 messages, search by topic.
Seeking God's will for your family.
Year.
In this year of 1951.
Or location.
We're in the Tangerine Bowl in Orlando, Florida.
The Billy Graham Audio Archives. Find answers. Find hope. Find peace.
Peace with God. That's why Christ died.
BillyGraham.org/audio archives.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Today, Franklin Graham's explaining what the story of Noah's Ark and the Great Flood means to you. Let's listen now to the conclusion of his message, Noah, here on Peace with God.
You see, the rains came. God judged Noah's day. He judged the inhabitants of the world at that time because the heart was evil. The heart was wicked. And God was sad that He had created man, because man had become so corrupt, so vile. It broke His heart. You see, it makes God's heart hurt when He sees sin. God hates sin. He's a holy God. He cannot tolerate sin. He could not tolerate it in Noah's day, and He cannot tolerate it in our day. But you see, God is a God of love. He loves you. He's willing to forgive. He was willing to forgive in Noah's day. 120 years. Took Noah to build that ark. 120 years. They had a chance to say, God, we've sinned against You. We're sorry. But they didn't. You've got an opportunity tonight to tell God you're sorry. You've got an opportunity tonight to make it right with God. You see, judgment's coming. Are you ready to stand before God? So Noah builds the ark. Now, he didn't have to go out and call these animals. God called them. And God opened that door, and here they came. I bet that was a sight for those people. What are all those animals doing? What is Noah up to? How did he get those alligators? How did he get them crocodiles? How did he get them elephants? How did he get those giraffes? How did he get those woolly mammoths? How did he get all this stuff? Look at them. They're not fighting each other. There's a lion over there. There's leopards. There's bobcats. Porcupines. How's all this? Look at all this stuff. Them skunks. Why would he want to take them? And here they come, two by two, and they go into that ark. And then the Bible says that God shut the door. God shut it. And I bet all those people saw all that go inside and thought, what is getting ready to take place? They had an opportunity. They could have cried out to God, said, God, we have sinned against You and we're sorry. But I have a feeling they laughed, like a lot of the world laughs today. They laughed. And then the rains came. Now, let me tell you about these rains. The Bible says the rains came, and it rained for 40 days, and it rained for 40 nights, and that the entire earth was covered with water, that the springs of the deep burst. So water was coming out of the ground, water was coming out of the heaven, And let me tell you about the rainfall. Now, the rain that you had the last couple of weeks, I don't know what the rainfall was up here. Maybe it was 6 inches or more. I don't know. You know, in Noah's day, for it to cover the earth in 40 days and 40 nights, it had to average about 27 feet of rain per hour. About 333 inches of rain an hour for 40 days and 40 nights. And let me tell you something. You talk about rain. This was now God's judgment. You couldn't, if you stood outside in that rain, you would have drowned. But you could not run fast enough to get away. You couldn't get to higher ground fast enough. 27 feet an hour, and the rain was coming down, and the rivers and the streams were turning out to torrents. People, animals were drowning. And within 40 days, 40 nights, every piece of ground on this earth was covered and underwater. But yet Noah and his family and those that were in the ark were safe. God took them in the ark, and God saved them through the waters, through the floods, in that ark. And I'm here tonight to tell you, now listen to me, that tonight God has a plan. He has salvation. He has his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came out of heaven. Jesus Christ came to this earth. Jesus Christ took your sins. When he went to the cross, he died there in your place and in my place. And when he shed his blood, he shed his blood for you and for me. And if we're willing to confess and turn from our sins and by faith receive Jesus Christ, God will forgive us. God will save us. God will save us from the coming wrath. And let me tell you, the judgment next time is not a rainstorm. It's not another flood. God promised Noah, I'll never do that again. God sent his sign in the heaven, a rainbow, as a sign as of his covenant that it would never do that again. But let me tell you, next time it's fire. Next time he's going to burn this earth and everything in it. And the only thing that's going to save you is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him tonight? Do you trust him tonight? Is he your Savior? God loves you. He loves you. He loves every person on the face of this earth, whether you're from China, whether you're from North Korea, Vietnam, whether you're from Africa, whether you're from South America, North America, up north, where the Eskimos, wherever you are, God loves you. God made you and God created you. But the Bible says we have a problem, and the Bible says that we have sinned. The Bible says we have all sinned and we've come short of God's glory, but the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty for breaking God's laws. You say, but Franklin, what do you mean by God's laws, his standard? God gave a standard and we have broken it. Thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen? Well, Franklin, we've all probably taken a pack of gum or picked up something that wasn't ours and put it in our pocket, but it was a little thing. Does that count? Absolutely. You've broken God's law. Telling a lie. Have you ever lied? Well, a little white lie. There's no such thing as a little white lie or a little black lie. I mean, a lie is a lie. Have you ever told a lie? Well, sure, we've all. That's right. The Bible says we're all liars. We've all lied. We're guilty of breaking God's standard. And you see, you might have kept all of God's laws, except one time. You're still guilty, as though you've broken all of them. And you see, sin has infected the human race. All of us are infected. And in Noah's day, before the flood, there was great wickedness. And I look at the world where we are today, look at the evil, and look at the wickedness that's all around us. It's like in the times of Noah. But yet God is a God who loves us. God is a God who wants to forgive. God is a God who has sent his Son to this earth to save us. He sent his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him shouldn't perish but have everlasting life. He sent his Son to take your sin and my sin. And he died on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood. He gave his life for you and for me. But you know what? They took him off the cross and they buried him in the ground. And on the third day, God said, it's enough. On the third day, God said, it's finished. On the third day, he raised his Son from the grave. Jesus Christ is not in the grave. He's not still hanging on a cross. Jesus Christ is alive. He's in heaven. He's here tonight. And let me tell you something. He'll forgive you tonight. He'll cleanse you tonight. But you've got to receive him by faith. That's right, by faith. By grace are you saved, through faith. It's not of works. You don't work for your salvation. It's by faith. And tonight, do you have the faith to simply believe and to trust in Almighty God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? And if you're here tonight and you're not sure that your sins have been forgiven, then I want you to do something right now. Be honest with yourself. If you're here tonight and you're not sure, you say, well, Franklin, I think so. I'm a pretty good person. I go to church. I'm a religious person. I was watching a politician on television the other night, and he was trying to convince the audience that he was a person of faith. Well, as I listened to him, I wasn't sure what faith he was. I'm sure he had some kind of faith, but I'm not sure what it was in, because he didn't know. And my question is, do you know? Are you sure? And you say, well, Franklin, I think so. No, I'm not talking about thinking nothing. I'm talking about knowing without any hesitation, without any doubt, that you'll put your life on it. Absolutely, I know. If you are here tonight and you can't say in your heart and be honest, absolutely, I know that my sins are forgiven, then you can be sure.
Would you like to know more about what Franklin's been teaching, that you can know your sins are forgiven and that Jesus can save you from God's judgment? Just go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. If you'd rather talk with someone on the phone, give us a call. Our number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. You can use that same number to get a free CD copy of today's program. That's right, a free CD of this edition of Peace with God. Listen back to Franklin's message anytime you like, or share it with others. The number again is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. You're listening to Peace with God.
Chaos. Sometimes a singular event brings it to your life. Sometimes it seems like a string of events conspiring against you. The only way to bring real peace to your personal unrest is the same as it is for civil unrest.
The only way out of this is to put your trust and hope in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kevin Williams is a chaplain with the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. He ministered to hurting people in Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting death of a young man by a police officer.
Many people are looking at each other to place blame, but we don't believe this is a problem of a human origin, that this is spiritual.
We live in a broken world, full of sin, heartache, and trouble. But Jesus can carry you through all of it if you'll let Him. Learn how at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
In today's message, Franklin Graham talked about the open door of Noah's Ark. Anyone who wanted could have entered it before it closed. Now his son Will offers some more biblical advice on open doors in your life.
At the start of this new year, I want to talk to you about opportunities. Have you or someone you know ever used the term an open door in describing an opportunity? In 1 Samuel chapter 24, David had an open door to kill his enemy, King Saul. Even David's soldiers realized the divine providence of God leading Saul to be alone in a cave where David and his army were hiding. But after David went up to Saul and cut a piece of the royal robe, the Holy Spirit convicted David of this action. Now, even though God had delivered Saul into the hands of David, God never gave him permission to kill Saul. What seemed like an open door was merely a test for David, whether he was going to trust in God or trust in circumstances. In this new year, before taking an opportunity that is laid out before you, make sure it's what God wants you to do. Not every open door is meant to go through. So live by faith and not by sight. For Peace with God, I'm Will Graham.
Walking through a door that wasn't opened by God can bring trouble for you personally, but it may also lead to trouble for your family. And it's your family, your home, that Billy Graham will be teaching on next week.
Is your home happy? Is your home free from tension that possesses so many homes today? Or is your home turmoil and strife? Or is it a broken home? Or is it a home about to break up?
Be sure to join us next week when Billy Graham looks at what the Bible has to say about having a happy home here on Peace with God. Someone whose home almost fell apart before he gave his life to Jesus Christ at a Billy Graham crusade was Olympic runner and war hero Louis Zamperini. You can watch him tell his amazing story in the DVD Louis Zamperini, Captured by Grace. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can give online at peacewithgodradio.org. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or make your donation over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. Thanks so much for being with us today for this edition of Peace with God. I'm Bill Meyer. This program is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.